You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
We kick things off, as we always do, with a sense of market movements throughout the day. I'm joined on the line by Portfolio Manager at Sanlam Private Wealth, Nick Kunz, to take a look at this and see what we make of today's movements. Nick, lovely having you on the show as always. Seemingly a quieter day on the market side today, so you get your nickname back, and we're not going to use your full government name, but what do you make of the movements throughout the day?
Evening, Jimmy. Thanks for having me on. Yeah, well, if you look at a graph of the one-day movement of the all share, I mean, we're actually up quite nicely at one point and then spent the majority of the day sort of grinding lower, all share finishing down 0.5%. I think that probably says everything you need to know. I mean, there's geopolitical noise in the background, maybe some decent company earnings coming out, but overall, I think almost a bit of a news vacuum as we sort of a bit of a wait and see. And also, Jimmy, must be said, we are at the tail end of the US earnings season as well.
Nick, looking at the markets and just what you touched on, the fact that the one day movement of the all shares presents a certain way, but I want to look at it just beyond the one day. It seems as though we're kind of getting into this pattern of one day the markets are moving up, the next day there's a bit of profit taking. It almost seems as though some market participants don't want to stay in the markets too long and they're hesitant to see what comes next. Are you getting a sense of that as well when you look at some of the choppy movements we're getting?
Yeah, and I think there's definitely some truth in that. So first and foremost, you know, coming off a year that we had on the all share last year, it's been 20 odd years since we saw a move like that. So really strong year, and we sort of, you know, 6 weeks into the new year, people are nervous, you know, are we having another year like last year, etc. So that adds to the choppiness. Of course, the gentleman in the White House as well, who knows what he's going to tweet at 2 a.m. in the morning. And of course, all bets are off if it's something that, you know, that goes against your position. So traders are very reluctant to carry positions over into the evening. And what's been, I guess, something a little bit of a constant theme is he tends to sort of make his moves on the weekend, you know, whether it's, you know, on a Venezuela, for example. Of course, now a bit of saber rattling with what's happening, and you know, with Iran, I think more than saber rattling if you see the warships that are heading towards the Middle East at the moment as well. So once again, Friday, last day of trade, tomorrow, traders very reluctant to carry positions over a weekend. I think that does sum up your point. You know, big swings either way and choppy markets.
Nick, how do you survive that kind of choppiness? I mean, going into if you're a long-term trader, if you're a swing trader, if you're just looking at fundamental trading, you understand that sometimes you want to be able to hold a position into the weekend, especially as a portfolio manager, if you've held that position for a long time. The last thing you want to have to do is be forced out of a position because of uncertainty. But it seems as though that's where we're headed.
Yeah, I think there's definitely some truth in that as well. I mean, if you sort of, I guess you have to sort of pull the lens back a little bit, don't you? I mean, you, for every single one day moves, I mean, if I could show you a move of gold in the last, I guess on a daily basis, the last say 10 trading sessions, I mean, up and down $60 each day. And yet we look at it now, it's thereabouts 5,000 where it was at the start of the year. So, I mean, there's your point there. You know, you've got to, sometimes you've got to look a little bit through the noise, but it also depends, you know, certainly from a South African perspective as well. I mean, everyone who's sitting down right now doing their sort of, you know, their preliminary taxes at the moment will certainly know what it's like to with the capital gains, all that stuff as well. So, you know, unless there's like really significant moves, it doesn't really justify taking positions off. But, you know, swing traders, day traders, you know, they're enjoying this volatility. You know, that these big swings, you're getting, say, for example, you know, 4%, 5%, 6% moves in blue chip shares. That more than covers your brokerage, your slippage, and you can sort of make a decent living out of these swings. But for all of us, it's a hard thing to do, but you need to sort of, you know, as I say, take a bit of a longer term and try and decipher, look through this noise that we're seeing at the moment.
You're right. There's always going to be someone taking advantage of the volatility in the markets. Nick, I'm looking at the dollar index. It's seemingly breaking above some key levels, and the daily looks to close above some recent highs. It's struggled to break above. On the back of this, the dollar is stronger against all major currencies, against the rand included. is the market finally starting to potentially just sense a little bit more calm out of the White House, or is this just an ordinary move that we're seeing and more is to come? Because, as you said, we don't really know what's going to happen when that Truth Social app opens at 2 o'clock in the morning.
After a couple of Big Macs. What I certainly think is happening is this is almost a bit of normal service resuming, because what's happened for since time and millennium is when there is risk off, which is effectively what we're getting at the moment. There's a little bit of nerves and geopolitics happening at the moment. The dollar strengthens, you get a flight to quality, you get a flight to cash, you get US bonds moving higher as people seek out those safe havens. What has happened in the last 2-3 months is not normal. We've had almost a risk-off trade. And I think we spoke about last time on the show that, you know, the risk-off has been, sell US assets. That's not really how it should be. That's not the normal sort of rule that's been happening. So I certainly think it's a little bit of normal service resuming. It's a risk-off day. People are getting nervous. It's going back to the US dollar. And, of course, back to the dollar that I think was probably got a little bit knocked too hard too fast last year, you know, down almost 10% on the dollar index. You know, one of the biggest moves in the RAND for over 20 years. Expect a little bit of strength coming back. I don't think it changes the long-term theme. That dollar weakness is probably here for a while. But short term, yeah, I think this is expected and not unexpected that you're going to get a bit of dollar strength this morning.
Nick, before I let you go, I want to get your thoughts on local markets. They seem to be trying to shrug off some of the choppiness and the volatility. Every now and then we do get some good moves. Today wasn't the best day for financials and industrials. We know, of course, resources and the Resi 10, that's been a whole different conversation. But your thoughts on local markets at the moment?
Decent. I think, again, you know, I urge investors, certainly from a South African context, to try to look a little bit through the noise. I think it was either a day or two ago when we had the Glencore earnings and we had Grindrod at the same time. So the one side, you've got the big caps. You've got Glencore came out with a really solid set of numbers. BHP Billiton, great numbers, not SA plays necessarily, but still good for the market. And then I saw, you know, Grindrod, which is a bit more of a barometer of the local market. I mean, they spoke about, you know, finally seeing a bit of a turnaround in Transnet, and there's logistics looking better. And there's really your SA ink play. If you look at something like a Grindrod, for example, stock was up 8%. Solid numbers. So I think it's finally we're seeing a bit of good news coming through. I also urge investors to look at what the SA government bonds are doing, because that's kind of your real money flows. Investors want to take advantage of our real yields. Looking better, our CPI numbers a little bit better. Not taken away from the fact that we've got a lot of work to do, you know, a little bit of a better unemployment print, only 50 basis points, but it is a little bit better. So I think overall, yeah, I sincerely hope we you know, there's a lot more to come. But I think things are definitely, we're a much better place than we were investment-wise and economic-wise in South Africa than 12 months ago. And look through the noise and take comfort in the fact I think things are getting better slowly from an SA perspective. There we go. That's a positive thing to end on.
That certainly is quite a positive note to end on. And that's exactly where we're going to leave the conversation, because according to Sunlum, a private wealth, Nick Kunz, you need to look through the noise. Markets aren't as bad as they appear. We'll leave the conversation on that note. Thanks so much, as always, Nick, for the time and for the insights. Nick Kunz on markets.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.